The COO of Park City Mountain Resort, Bill Rock, doesn't like to hear that the community thinks Vail Resorts is rude and arrogant because of this trademark application for Park City. But he does try to explain the company's position of why they've applied for it and why he thinks it really is best for the entire community. Vail Resorts is following up on the trademark application that was started by the resort's previous owner to receive the trademark for the words Park City as it pertains to a ski and snowboard resort and a mountain resort. Rock notes, however, that Powder's application was turned down because it went well beyond the category of what they're in business for.
It was too broad and it was denied. And as a result, we entered into conversations with lots of folks, like I described earlier, and we very much narrowed the trademark application down to using the words Park City as it relates to ski area operations only. So our intent is really to protect Park City. And I would think this is something we could align around in the community. This is to protect Park City from having any other entity, any other mountain, call themselves Park City as it relates to ski area operations. So it's not intended to infringe upon others' use of the word Park City in their business names here locally.
While Park City residents are very protective of their town's name and identity, Rock says that's not how the rest of the world sees it.
The outside public, outside of the community here, have referred to Park City ski area as Park City for years and years and years since its inception. And that's really what we're trying to do, is make sure no other ski resort can call themselves Park City and represent themselves as us or as somehow related to us.
Yeah, but I mean, we went from Park City Ski Resort, Park City Ski Area, then to Park City Mountain Resort. And that was done specifically because we are a year-round mountain operation. So why not go after Park City Mountain, Park City Resort? Park City Mountain Resort, one of those trademarks.
Yeah, so we own those trademarks already. So we have those trademarks. I think what this does is it protects Park City as a ski area, so no other ski area can do that in the country.
Vail Resorts has drafted a Memorandum of Understanding to Park City Municipal for review, which they say outlines language for the city to offer legal protection to local businesses and also the ability for Vail Resorts to discuss more frequently the ability to clean up these areas of confusion. The trademark, they say, will only prohibit someone from opening up a ski resort called Park City, at least in this country. And it's no different, says Vice President of Community Relations Kristen Williams, than what the local business Park City Brewery did when it trademarked the words Park City to be used specifically for beer and spirits.
That's the only thing. And that's what's so important to keep reminding everybody, that it just don't open up a ski area and call yourself Park City. So.
And I think you know, there's over 40 businesses in town already that have the words Park City in their business name. And there's actually one, Park City Brewery, who's actually trademarked the words Park City. They've trademarked the words Park City as a standalone as it relates to brewery, distillery, and I think there's one other thing, very narrow, just like we're trying to do with the ski area.
Right. The Park City Brewery is actually a good example. They have a beer that's Park City, right? So, like, for example, Breckenridge Brewery, based out of Colorado, they can't start a new ale called Park City because of that trademark that Park City Brewery has. It's purely, just like us, a business protection thing. But that's why, you know, we want to further enter into this MOU with the city to give the assurances that local businesses need. All your questions, you know, it puts teeth behind our statement that we're not going after any local business.
Or any future business.
Correct.
Wanting to use the words Park City.
Correct. Right.
Vail Resorts is also willing to reduce the confusion they say is only a local problem. They've changed their underwriting spots here on KPCW that used to just say Park City. The new spots say Park City Mountain. The signs at the base of the resort that point to Park City will now say Park City Mountain. The rest of the world, they say, understands what and where Park City is.
Outside of this community, there is no confusion. Everyone calls the resort Park City. Everyone wants to come to Park City. And again, not just the ski resort, but because it's such a complete destination and people love it here.
Vail Resorts believes the Memorandum of Understanding will give local businesses the assurance that there will be no infringement on current or future businesses who want to use the words Park City in their business name. This trademark for a ski and snowboard resort, they say, is really protection for not just their investment, but for the community as well.
How would the community feel if a ski area in some other state in the country opened up and called themselves Park City? This protection really protects all of us, that there is a resort in Park City solely for skiing and snowboarding and instruction that's got this trademark, and it protects that for the future for us and, I think, for the community.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing to note that if we were to drop the application, we're not giving back Park City to anyone, right? Like, no one owns that. And so in this way, if we dropped it, we're opening it up to the world. You know, there's been a lot of media attention. Ooh, I'm going to grab onto that and trademark it. And it would make this community's ability to fight that a lot more difficult.
That's Bill Rock and Kristen Williams. Rock says he's happy to meet with any business who is still concerned or has questions. He's available at 435-647-5402 or by email wrock@valeresorts.com. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.